Welcome back to the Junks, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. Don't forget, Merrill Hodge will join us in just about an hour. It's coming up at 9:20.
Cakes, you don't know what this is.
Let's see. It looks like a ledger book. Is somebody sending that to us to replace the bet book?
Thank you to Anthony Salazzo. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right. But he goes, here is a proper bet book.
Cakes.
Well, I mean, what?
I got it.
Why is it proper?
We're going to sell the
bet book. Well, because that bet book is falling apart.
JP, this is all this
we're
is.
We're going to put this in a Radio Music Hall of Fame.
This is history. This is a piece of history that you want to just trade in for something that a listener got at like a goofball stationery store. I mean, this has character. This right here.
I know. What if we sell it? Let's put it on eBay.
This is, it's a nice gesture, but I have no regard for
this. Do you see what that bet book says?
I have zero regard for that book.
I bought
zero regard.
That's so mean. I was appreciative of Anthony.
That was very nice.
That bet book I bought at CVS in 2017.
Yeah, it says 2017.
It's falling apart.
Can't we sell it?
Why do you want to sell everything?
Why not?
Who's going to buy that?
I don't know.
What are we going to get, $20
for? This is a radio show history right there.
Do you really need $6?
No, I think we could get $1,000 for that thing.
No chance.
I don't think this is going to fetch $1,000.
Come on.
Those are all our bets. They're iconic.
You think that's $1,000?
No. It doesn't have all our bets because a lot of times...
It's worth one penny, but it's all the bets that are in there.
This book,
it's not all of them because once they're done, a lot of times the pages are ripped out.
Look at all the pages that are unfilled in this bet book. I mean, look at this.
All right.
This thing's going to last in perpetuity.
I'm out on the bet.
Cakes is known as a nice junkie. Guy sends us a gift,
he throws it away.
He's not the nicest junkie.
He did that for a bit.
I never claimed to be the nicest person in this room.
He did it on
for
camera.
That's probably like a listener thing. and I did do part of it for the bit.
Yes.
I mean, it's part of a bit. But yeah, I have no regard for that. The bets stay in this book, my friend. That's the way
they were in your head.
They rejected.
Remember when Cake said
it.
They were in his head that he couldn't remember
bets? Some of them are there.
So I wanted to play a couple clips of since the Commanders are facing the Giants. Didn't get to this in the Junkies Blitz, but obviously there's a lot of scrutiny on Daniel Jones's play.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes brought up the stat that ever since he signed the contract, he actually has more touchdowns to the other team than his own team. That is not a good statistic.
Oh, my God. It was like 2-4 or something, right? It was only a few games.
Okay, but he's got 3 pick sixes with only two touchdown passes.
Are you getting in the last eight? How many games is that?
Something like that. It was just a couple games.
I mean, that's not really fair. I mean, it's an interesting anecdote, but it's not like some sort of definitive, like that's what he does.
But I think it's 2 touchdowns, 8 interceptions,
After three of them
pick sixes. Think about that, EB. Yeah. Any stretch of games, he's got 8 interceptions, 3 of them to the other team with only 2 touchdowns.
In his last 8 NFL games, here are Daniel Jones' stats.
Yeah.
He's thrown 2 picks. I mean, thrown 2 touchdowns against 9 interceptions.
Oh, it's 9 interceptions.
3 pick sixes and 5 fumbles.
That's atrocious.
He's a horrible NFL quarterback.
That's a horrible stretch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really bad.
I'm not saying it's not a horrible stretch.
Hopefully he doesn't have a get-right game against the Commanders this weekend. That would be borderline tragic.
So here's what Brian Daboll said after week 1's performance.
Do you see a quarterback who's playing with confidence?
Yeah, we've played 1 game, so no one did good enough that first game. So again, team sport, and we'll work on fixing it.
Oh, he's grumpy.
Oh,
man.
I would love to
he totally doesn't believe what he's saying.
I would love to juxtapose that clip with the clips that we've obviously all seen of him in Hard Knocks, where he's just pining for Jaden Daniels or any other quarterback to replace Daniel Jones. Joe Shane trying to deal with the Patriots to move up so that they could select the quarterback to replace Daniel Jones.
I don't remember if this scene was in the actual Hard Knocks, but I saw a clip that I believe HBO Max or Max put out.
Yep.
And it was the family chiming in on who they thought should be selected. Did you happen to see that?
I saw a clip of his son basically saying, why are you getting rid of Saquon Barkley? Like, Dad, you're basically an idiot. What are we doing here?
Shane seemed to be taking like the family poll of who they should take. And his daughter wanted J.J. McCarthy because he's good looking.
Right.
His son was all about Jaden Daniels, and if not Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Right.
Where was Dable? I can't remember. Like, what was his position on the Saquon thing? He could take him or leave him, or he was lot. Because certainly the owner, Mara, was lobbying.
I don't remember him ever really
vociferous.
Yeah,
about
he did not like the idea of letting him go.
I don't recall seeing a lot of Dable chiming in on Barkley. At least I don't recall on the TV show.
I'd imagine he'd want all talented players.
Right. You would think.
But even if they had Barkley, they'd still be a bad football team because you need a bona fide quarterback.
Totally agree.
So maybe they'd be better, slightly better, but they're not a playoff team even if they kept Barkley.
Right.
So that reporter asked Dable about Daniel Jones and his confidence. Here's what Daniel Jones himself says.
How do you work on that mental
toughness? I feel like I've been doubted plenty for a long time and dealt with that time and time again and done a good job with it. So I think my mental toughness is in a good spot, and I'm not concerned about that.
Maybe he should be concerned.
I think he probably is.
He's just not going to tell the media that.
Putting up a brave face.
I mean,
he doesn't play like he's not concerned. He doesn't play with confidence.
Right. I don't know.
At least he's still in the league. I saw something about Josh Rosen yesterday.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen, who was drafted very high, I think number 10 maybe.
Something like that.
Got displaced by Kyler Murray at first, then kind of bounced around the league. He's still in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the Wharton School of Business now. He's just punted.
Yeah, moving on.
You know what? Smart life decision by him.
He's 27.
He's preparing how much money for did life he make? After football.
How much money did he actually?
Josh Rosen.
$20 million, you think?
I don't know. If
he, that might be 10th, too high.
That might be a little aggressive. Maybe.
10? Maybe 10?
Well, he was the 10th pick, so he probably,
probably
got decent money.
Probably got
I'm sure he got decent
contract.
Money.
I would be surprised if he was.
$18.7 million.
Oh, so
career
close.
Earnings.
I was close.
Yeah, you were. I would have guessed less.
Go to the business school, figure out how to handle your money.
The thing I can't understand is how can Daniel Jones have been so successful against us and then just be so brutal, essentially, against everyone else?
Like, I think that says more about
he played against a bunch of bad Washington teams.
Yeah, that's
I know,
is.
But not everybody does. Like, he, like, consistently,
I don't know.
I don't have an explanation for it. To be fair, he had Barkley, too.
Right.
And Barkley had some huge games. In some of those games that Jones played well.
Yeah, but Barkley was also very... I always think of Barkley as a hit or miss guy. Like, he's either on or he's a 30 yards...
He's more of a hit.
He was hit against the Packers. I know that.
Yeah.
But to EB's point, it is ridiculous. I mean, punch up his career stats, and then if you subtract what he's done against Washington, they're going to be even worse. Because against Washington, first of all, his record, and I know Cake says he doesn't believe in wins, except for when... It's Patrick Mahomes. Daniel Jones is 5-1-1 against Washington.
Correct.
He completes 70% of his passes against Washington.
Yeah.
In seven games, he has 1,510 yards, so it's slightly over 200 a game. But the big thing is 10 touchdowns to just three picks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had success running the football against him, too.
This has got to be our get-right game. This has to be.
Daniel Jones has, and again, these are wins. He has five career wins against Washington.
Yeah.
He doesn't have more than two career wins against any other team in the league.
Right.
So he's more than doubled his win total against the Commanders.
We're largely responsible for that big contract he signed, probably.
Yeah.
Because when he plays us, he looks like a building block. He looks like somebody you can build around.
The Giants.
That's why my perception of him is so jaded.
The Giants are 15 games under 500 when he starts.
Were all those starts against a Ron-led team? They probably are.
No, not in 19.
Okay. Oh, sorry, 20. He missed the season with the injury or whatever.
He's got a 10-3 touchdown to pick ratio in his career against the Commanders / football team.
Right.
Well, and that was his best year, his rookie year. I mean, threw picks, but he
so who was it that said, was it Thibodeau or somebody that said he doesn't consider the Skins rivals?
Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau, their defensive end, who had 11.5 sacks last year.
Here it is.
You had a lot of success against them in your first 2 years.
Yeah.
What makes this team UCLA call this kind of elevate you?
I would say Washington in particular, you know, they're not really a rival, but they're a, what would you call it, in conference? Yeah, in conference. In our same division, there we go. They're in our division, so it's always a great game. You know, we see them twice a year, so I'm excited. Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback. He's from Cali, you know, grew up knowing him. Grew up with him, so I understand, you know, he's a great player, and I'm excited to go against him.
He's, by the way, Thibodeau is the Daniel Jones of the defense for the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he has 5.5 sacks in 4 career games against the Commanders. Right, he hasn't done that against anybody else.
The Giants just step it up. That's the one thing that kind of concerns me about this particular game. I think Washington wins, but Thibodeau and Burns, they were non-existent last week, right. Pretty much. Right. I mean, they didn't get to Darnold, and I think that they could cause some problems. But Daniels can run, unlike the quarterbacks of the past of Washington. So I think that would concern me that their guys can get to Daniels a little quicker.
So,
but I don't have any confidence.
And you got Lawrence in the middle anchoring. And you got Lawrence.
I just don't have any confidence that Daniel Jones is going to completely turn around his game.
Right.
I don't know if the other Giants agree with Thibodeau, but I think I could speak for most Skins fans. We definitely consider the Giants a rival. We definitely consider Philly a rival. We definitely consider Dallas a rival.
Certainly.
I don't know what he's smoking.
But I think his approach might be, well, we consider the Eagles and Cowboys much bigger rivals than the Commanders. I think the Eagles tend to consider the Cowboys and the Giants bigger rivals than the Commanders.
He doesn't want to be associated with the Commanders, it sounds like.
Right.
Like, don't even put our team's name in the same sentence as the Commanders.
Right, separate himself.
I mean, if you ask Dable, are you one of his rivals, I think he would say yes. If you ask John Mara, right. He would say yes.
Right.
I don't see how you
I think what's unfortunate is over the years that the rivalries between these teams, nobody has sees the Commanders as their rivals.
Has been eroded over the last 30
they
years.
They pick it's Eagles-Cowboys now, mm-hmm. Or Giants-Eagles. Those are the teams that those fans consider their rivals.
Maybe the fans. Jerry Jones definitely considers us a rival.
I know. You're doing like we're in the division, so everyone's rival. But I'm talking about the main rival.
We play them twice a year, yeah.
I know,
well, it's because the Commanders also been a joke. That's really what it comes down to.
I know, but Bears-Packers, it doesn't matter how many losing seasons in a row the Bears have. They will always be rivals with the Packers.
I think the same thing with the Cowboys-Skins. I really do. I've never said, oh, it's not a rivalry because they just smoke us all the time.
I know. We like it. They don't feel care. The same. That's what sucks. They don't care.
If you went to a Cowboys fan right now and said, who's your biggest rival, the most important rival, they would list the Eagles, then probably the Giants, and the Commanders third.
That's fine. I got no problem with that. But we're still a rival. We're still
They might say the Niners over the Commanders.
They might even put, 49ers.
They're going to say some other teams outside the division, I bet.
All right.
But, hey, don't get defensive over this.
I mean, I'm defensive.
Hey, Richie.
They're my rivals.
Don't get defensive.
No, EB, you should be defensive over this. This is a big sign of disrespect. If I was a Commanders player, they got to be playing this audio opening play. Let Kayvon Thibodeau, whatever the hell his name is, let him run deep and let someone ear hole him. That's a big sign of disrespect.
Yeah, let him get too much upfield and Jaden runs right by him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope to see. I hope that he's just scooting right by those defensive ends.
I mean, any fan that says that the Skins aren't a rival of the Cowboys, they're just being disingenuous. They may not worry about beating us because they've had the upper hand. But come on. I think it's no different than the Lions, Packers, or Lions, Bears. And there were many years where the Lions were dreadful.
Are you buying in, as a Commanders fan, what Kayvon Thibodeau is trying to sell, that the Commanders are not a true rival to the Giants who are coming in to Northwest Stadium, EB, get used to the ring of that, this weekend for the home opener? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on The Fan.